From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump called Friday for a tough new approach to Iran by refusing to recertify that Tehran is complying with a two-year-old nuclear agreement, although he stopped short of calling for the deal to be scrapped. The new strategy includes a collaboration with U.S. allies to counter Iran's destabilizing activity.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. Second, we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. Third, we will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
VOA's Andrew Palczewski shares reaction from Europe.
The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany say they remain committed to the Iran nuclear deal and are concerned by the possible implications of Washington's decision to no longer back it in its current form. The three leaders issued the statement after U.S. President Donald Trump said he wouldn't recertify the deal. They urged the Trump administration and Congress to consider the possible security consequences before taking any steps that might undermine the deal, such as reimposing sanctions in Iran.
President Trump's actions require Congress to reconsider the Iranian Nuclear Agreement Review Act, a U.S. law that requires the president to certify every 90 days that Iran is complying with the accord called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. This is VOA News. The United States and South Korea will kick off a major Navy drill next week. It's a fresh show of force against North Korea over its missile and nuclear tests. Amy Katz has the story.
Tensions over North Korea's weapons program have soared in recent months, with Pyongyang launching a flurry of missiles and conducting its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of multiple sets of UN sanctions. The United States has since ramped up military drills with South Korea and Japan, its two closest allies in the region. In a statement, the U.S. 7th Fleet said the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and two U.S. destroyers would take part in the drill alongside South Korean Navy vessels. The exercise is slated to take place October 16th to 26th in the Sea of Japan and the Yellow Sea. The move will likely rile Pyongyang, which had previously warned against any upcoming joint exercises. Amy Katz, VOA News.
Nigeria is trying more than 1,600 alleged Boko Haram terrorists. 45 were convicted and sentenced during the first week of trials. The Nigerian Ministry of Justice has promised fair trials, saying that defendants have legal representation. But Osai Osayo, the Nigerian country director for Amnesty International, has doubts.
Whether fair hearing has been respected in a particular issue, one of the things we look at is the trial public, right? And we know that this trial is closed to people and it's been closed to media and other observers. So that is the red flag.
The government says the media blackout is in the interest of national security. But human rights groups, including Amnesty International, say the public is being denied knowledge of how the trials are being carried out. Firefighters gained some ground on a blaze burning in the heart of California's wine country, but face another hard day with low humidity and high winds expected to return. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection spokesman Scott McLean says a blaze burning in Sonoma and Napa counties is 22% contained.
Today the weather is cooperating, but we are going to go back into red flag again, and that's going to be an issue that we will have to keep a close eye with low humidities and potentially wind for the next couple days.
Since igniting Sunday in spots across eight counties, the blazes have killed at least 31 people and destroyed at least 3,500 homes and businesses. Former international soccer star George Weah maintained an early lead in Liberia's election. With 20 candidates, observers expect a runoff. Final results must be announced by October 25th, and a candidate must get over 50% of the votes in order to avoid a runoff election. Point your web browser to voanews.com for more stories. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.